anno. We'll wait till people join. Hopefully they join. It was last minute. I see a couple people coming in, so hang tight. Welcome everybody. We are doing this again.
Starting again. Get some more scans going here.
Yeah, we're gonna do scans. We're gonna maybe do a little surprise group process. We can jump in and hopefully more than anything, we have technology that works for a whole hour.
Well, for a lot of folks, I think they will have this kind of similar story over the last few weeks and month of technology doing all kinds of crazy things, even on a, you know, even if everything's supposed to be working fine, there's so many glitches. I think almost every day there's like strange things that happen in the calendar, in the scheduling, things not, you know, they're kind of rebooting to different sites than they're supposed to be. So I think a lot of people are having the same issue. So
it's funny because I was, after our call, I talked to another healer and we were talking about Webinar Jam and they said they have the same issue with like bringing people over and all of that, that it's just not an easy platform. Like the concept is good, right? Like it's a very, you know, pleasing to the eye kind of platform, but the actual working of it is just not so great. So we're going back to what we know here with Zoom.
Back to Zoom.
So anyway, we are going to, our Carrie is going to be working one-on-one with you guys to do scans, give you information on mold, fungus, and yeast. So you can type in the chat. First of all, I would love to see some hellos, that the chat is working and where you're from and all that good stuff. So if you could type in the chat, let us know you can hear us. Let us know all that. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Hello, can you guys hear us? Do I have chat enabled? Host and panelists, everyone, let's try that. Can chat with everyone. Cool. All right, now try. Let us know you can hear us. Let us know that you can see us and that chat is working. Yay! Thanks, Sherry. Awesome, hear and see, perfect. So you guys can raise your hand if you wanna talk to Carrie. You can also type in the, I'll be monitoring the Q&A as well as the chat, so we can do that as well. And we'll get going.
That sounds really good.
Always well for me. Thanks, guys, thanks.
Any further questions about mold and fungus, how it affects, I'm happy to answer those as well. We did a pretty good job of covering that yesterday. The main parts I want to reinforce, kind of the takeaways from like the whole conversation, a couple of things. One is if you've tried everything, energy work is something you do have left to try. It does work at a totally different level. Of course, many of you are experienced either healers yourself, use it in your own home, or have you utilized energy work for your own purposes. So you already know that, but it does have a very different effect. It has an ability to shift things in your spaces, in your emotional fields. So it can help out in different ways, a little bit different than what you've tried before. So absolutely, I think it is one of the most profound things that you can do to help shift your experience with mold and fungus. And then also, the other takeaway is when you're working through this program, do not rush. Take your time. More is not better necessarily. Sometimes less is more. It's similar to the concept of homeopathy. Sometimes less is more. You don't take, you know, you don't continue to rush it because your body needs time to integrate and it can only do what it can only do at a time. So if it's a couple weeks, you stick with it. With each MP3, do that. The best things are happening for you when you're following a process that is comfortable for you. That's when the greatest amount of healing and transition is happening. So don't rush, go through it slow, be very attuned to your body, how you're feeling, especially what's happening in your environment. That's one of the biggest things I notice is the changes that take place in your environment, in your home life, in your work life, when you're out and about, noticing what shifts are happening. So while you're going through this program, you may notice an amplification of others' kind of emotions, or in yourself, you might feel like more anger, kind of sudden surges of anger, frustration, sometimes overwhelm, kind of that sluggishness feeling like, oh, but you will witness that as well. You will witness it in people around you, maybe your pets. You will notice a shift as you're moving through this. And that's how life reflects back to us what we have going on. So you'll kind of notice this pattern of things kind of moving, and you'll be like, gosh, what's going on? I mean, you know, things are kind of flaring up and what's happening. And then you'll notice things balancing out again. And then it's like, wow, there's more peacefulness than I was experiencing before. Things seem more clear, more easy. Conversation, communication seems to flow in a much more straightforward manner, not so much confusion, easier expressions of affection and kindness. You'll notice that as well. So really be on the lookout, because that's a super cool way where you can notice in your environment the shifts that are taking place within yourself. So when people sometimes say, well, I don't know if this is working, I'm not really sure if the changes are happening for me, I say, look at your environment. It truly does give you a story. See what's happening. See if there's a change. It's a really big way. And then stick with it longer.
It's kind of that mirror effect, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's so amazing. The more you notice it, the more you can see. It doesn't matter if it's a cat or the dog. It doesn't matter. You always see it. And again, the more you pay attention, the more you're like, wow, it truly is just this nice mirroring effect. That's a really cool way to monitor your progress.
I love that, because I use it for like lessons, but I never thought of it using it for that way to see how the healing's working. So I think that's very cool. So yeah. We got people here from UK. We got Greece. We have India. We have Florida. All right. Glad to see you guys. Real quick before we take our first caller, someone's asking about eye floaters with the MP3, which is still available. We've extended it through while the package is open. So you can still grab the ClearSight MP3 bonus through tomorrow. So would it help with eye floaters?
Some people are having results with it. Okay. You know, eye floaters can be caused by different things. It can be everything from toxins to chemicals, overload in your body that's creating some of those. It can also be parasitic related, but it can be affected or can be caused as well by the mold and fungus as it kind of starts to form into little, you know, formations, the floaters. So definitely some people are having really good results, but it's going to be dependent on the individual, because similar to rashes, like you might be treating a rash, thinking, well, it's an antifungal or it's a fungal thing, and I'm using creams and I'm not getting it to clear up, or it keeps coming back, only to recognize if you treat it as if it was a parasite through that parasite program, oh gosh, who knew it was actually parasitic related. So it can be, sometimes you're targeting it or you're going after it with one commonly thought way of treating, and then you try something different and you're like, oh, it actually was not kind of, that wasn't exactly what the real issue was. So yes, mold and fungus can totally cause eye floaters. And also in that clearing work, there's additional bacterial releases in that Vision MP3. So that can also clear up other challenges that could be contributing to eye floater formation. So not only specifically mold and fungus, but there's bacterial elements as well that are released in that Vision MP3.
Okay, cool. Very cool. All right. So Carrie, I'm going to ask you, because you use Zoom more than me. Do you push allow to talk, or do you do promote to panelist?
If you want to see them on the screen, then you promote to panelist. And if you want them to talk, you can just put allow to talk, and we can just speak this way too.
All right. What do you prefer?
It doesn't matter. Either way is good. Let's go ahead with the talk, because all that right. Way we'll kind of work into this as we're getting more familiar with this platform.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Julie, I'm going to allow you to talk. So your microphone should turn on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, we can. I love this.
Hi. Good. Yeah, I was just wanting a scan of, like, you know, how much the mold is affecting my body. I do have like a couple of toenails too that are really affected by, like, mold overgrowth. So anyway, I just wanted to see what you thought, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm getting your number at a 7 on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being fully overwhelmed. Your body is affected by mold and fungus at a level of 7. And then the area in your body that is affected most, let's tune in with that now. So you have a few things, starting from the base of the throat, moving down through the center of your chest, down into your stomach and liver region. So solar plexus, heart center, and up into your throat center as well. So all of these are coming in at the same time as being affected. So you definitely would want to address these using the digestive, the organ detox, the blood and lymph, and then also like the throat. The lymph is covered in the throat as well. But there's going to be 3 MP3s that you're going to really want to focus on after you finish the first one. Don't ever pass. Don't continue forward until you pass go with that one. But those are going to be the ones that are going to be super supportive for you. Say you've got all 3 of these areas showing up. That's running like right down your esophagus, and alongside of your esophagus, of course, there's a lot of lymph in there as well. But you're going to want to definitely target those.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jill. Yeah. All right. That's fun. Okay. So let me lower Julie's hand.
Pulling the next person forward. I can respond to Arietta here. She said, I'm wondering if clothes and pets can be affected by the environment. I'm not totally clear on that question. Gretchen, do you feel like you have a good understanding of what she's meaning by that? Or Arietta, could you
expand on that? I'm assuming, it was the mirroring, I think, right?
The clothes and pets.
I'm not sure. Arietta, if you can expand on that, that would be awesome.
Yep.
All right. Franny,
should you do 1 MP3 at a time for at least 5 days, finishing 1 every 5 days before playing 2 or more at a time? Absolutely. 5 to 7 days. Like, you can just go for that whole, you know, week period just to keep it kind of easy flow. But yes, definitely. Exactly as you stated, that's how we want you to listen. And again, you can add in. And if you're someone who starts to feel overwhelmed easily, also, this is part of the profile of someone who's carrying mold and fungus. You become very overwhelmed very easily. Just do 1 at a time. Don't even add it in. Like, if your body is kind of adjusted and adapted, just move forward. It's totally fine. But if you're feeling stronger and like, hey, I can do this, go ahead and add it in. It's really great.
Awesome. All right. So we have Susan. I'm going to allow Susan to talk. Susan, you'll have to probably turn your mic on. There you go.
Hey, Susan.
Oh, I don't think we can hear you, Susan.
You might have to try turning up your volume. Looks like you're unmuted, but maybe the volume's a little bit low.
While we're waiting to see if her volume, you want to give her a scan since she is in line?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and do that. So again, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being most affected. Susan, you're affected at a 5. So package B is going to be a great fit there. C, if you are really struggling with specific health challenges. Okay, so if you've got a chronic problem that's been kind of plaguing you for a long time, go with package C and we can target that. And then the area of your body that is most affected by mold and fungus, that's coming in your solar plexus region. Liver is hugely affected. And also there's stomach is also affected in there. What it kind of comes in as you may notice it in a way where you may have food sensitivities, troubles with digestion. You may notice that feeling where you feel really, your stomach feels really irritable and upset. That's where that's kind of coming in with. And it's not uncommon for molds and fungus to be underlying things such as food sensitivities as well. So a lot of times we're like, well, gosh, I don't know. I'm getting sensitive to different things. It can be related to that because molds and fungus can kind of feed off of that. Similar to you know, yeast help feeds off of sugar. Different molds or fungus will feed off of different foods as well. So you get sometimes nightshade family, sometimes the gluten allergens. So it can definitely be kind of a source underneath there. But yeah, just take note. And looks like you're having some troubles connecting here with the audio. But if you want to type chat, I'd love to know if this is resonating with you.
So Susan, I see you said you already bought package A. Can I upgrade? You absolutely can. If you email Chris, her email address is support@fromheartachetojoy.com. I will put it in here so you have it. And she can help. She can give you a link to upgrade. So you can take a look at that. So, and let us know if this resonates with you. All right. Lots of buttons to push here.
There sure is.
All right. So it looks like Elizabeth is asking for a scan.
Okay. We can go ahead and scan Elizabeth here. So again, scale of 0 to 10, 10 being most affected. 6, Elizabeth, is the level I'm getting your body at. And then the area most affected. Throat. I'm sensing into more the base of the throat, thyroid area, feeling like around the thyroid as well. So lymph and thyroid both being affected. So there's those MP3s that are gonna really help out with that lymph drainage. Like they're so closely connected, like how lymph congestion can impact thyroid, you know, of course makes sense, but those are the places, that place. You have a little bit as well down in your solar plexus region. That's coming in adrenals, part of the endocrine system. There's that connection there. But those are the two areas that are most affected. So if you're struggling with some endocrine issues, or you're feeling kind of tired and unsure why, maybe not sleeping so great, dry skin, dry hair, not figuring it out, like why am I kind of sluggish, maybe a little brain fog, go ahead and book a session. We can work on that specifically because not all of those areas are covered in this package. So we could target that outside of that. Again, let me know if this is resonating with you.
Awesome. Very good. All right, Stella, you're next in line. I'm going to allow you to talk and see if it works with you, Stella.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Great. How are you? It's nice to hear your voice.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I can't get the camera out there, to, like the camera to come out, but it's okay. At least I'm unmuted.
Yeah,
you are, and you're on with Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. I like to be scammed. I like to know if I have any fungus or anything like that.
Perfect. So Stella, your number is coming in at a 7, and the area back to the throat in the thyroid region. So feeling some slight effect in the thyroid, maybe you have that little cough once in a while. There's just some contraction, it's tightness in there, some inflammation that's kind of contributing to not a nice open flow through there. So that's the main area that your body is affected is in the thyroid area. That's again going to also affect the lymph, because I find all the time when someone's thyroid is not functioning the way they would like it to, there's almost always a lymph component with that. Where there's inflammation in your lymph system, things not flowing or flushing very well. So wanting to address both of those. And then I didn't recommend a package yet for you. That would be package B. If you're like, hey, overall, I'm feeling really good. I think I'm fine. But package C is going to support you the most. How does this resonate with you? Do you have any challenges?
Yes, there's something in my throat all the time. I feel like there's something and always I have to cough. I do.
Yes. Coming right in from here. The base
right there, right where you're showing. Exactly. Yeah. I always feel like there's something stuck in there.
Yeah. Yep. Kind of like a lump in the throat or you got a pill stuck down there.
Yes. So you suggest package B?
Package B, I would suggest package C for you, Stella, in order to get some really good turnaround with what you're describing, the level that you're experiencing it. But if package B is what you can make work for you, then go with package B because it will still help. And you can be in on those live calls and we'll have some really great energy running on those as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. And what can cause that? Is it something in my house or where did I get it?
Well, there's a couple of different things that come into this whole picture. One of them is, I like to use the terminology energetic set point. It's where you are kind of standing energetically. So we can be standing in wholeness and truth, which is health and joy and peace. And in this place, we are very resilient and resistant to infections and illness overall. And when we've moved away from that, we are now in a different place. That's why I say the energetic set point. And when we are over somewhere else away from that wholeness and health, then we are susceptible because we are living and being at a frequency that resonates with things such as mold, fungus, infection, parasites, life experiences that are not the ones that we're really wanting. So that's part of it. When something has drawn us away from wholeness, then we are basically sending an invitation out. So that's the main component as to why we are experiencing what we're experiencing. After that, then we can say, what's happening around me that's bringing, kind of assisting this to come to me? That can be in your environment, in your home, in your workplace. For you, I get a sense that there was a workplace component at some point for you that contributed to that. Do you have a sense of that as well?
It was what kind of component?
Workplace.
Workplaces? Animasu, so I go to many homes.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. Absolutely. So yes, those two things. One is first, there needs to be the set point that you're kind of being in that allows for this to affect you, these frequencies to affect you. And then yes, environment, what brings it to you? And for you, being in many different homes, you are exposed to mold and fungus. Does that help? Okay.
That helps. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
I'll
Stella.
Get that.
You
thank
too.
You. Thank you.
All right. Now I can't. Okay, there we go. The one question I had for you is it feels like a lot of people you're talking to is a thyroid throat area. So I wonder if is that because of our light worker kind of community that we have? Like, is there a reason why that it seems that that's affected so much?
I do find it just tends to be where at different times we meet. Okay. So today I'm just hitting on a lot of people who have thyroid. Yesterday when we were talking, there was a lot of vagus nerve impact.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It seems as though at different times, you know, different live calls, even on, you know, the live group calls, certain things kind of come forward for that particular group of people, almost as if you could say today, those folks were called to be here, that there was a certain day to be here and they kind of are resonating in the same way. So it was kind of like this resonance that drew them in here because it's the same experiences. I said sometimes it's vagus nerve. Sometimes I've had sinus as well at different times where it's like this huge sinus component. And today there's tons of thyroid challenges. So yeah, it seems to be almost like the resonance of the group that is coming together at that time.
Cool. Very cool. All right, yeah. Great. Okay, so we have Veronica here. She said she bought package A already. Can you scan her to see if that is the right package for her?
So Veronica, your scan is coming in at 6. And the area that your body is most affected, a little bit of the throat coming in here as well, definitely there. And then also in your heart center. So specifically within your heart center, there is going to be a lymph component that's coming in right in here. And also a lung component. There's an effect within your lungs. I'm kind of sensing into where in the lungs specifically, the lining, like the lining of the lungs, there's an impact in there as well. So those few areas, throat, thyroid region, down into the heart center and lungs, and the lymph as well. So kind of all within here. If you are working through challenges, then I would suggest definitely package C with this. Once you alleviate the mold and fungus impact from your lungs in particular, you will feel a huge lift in energy. The physical energy, mental, brain, you'll be like, wow, I guess I didn't really realize I'd been feeling so sluggish. I mean, you might feel that and know that now, but sometimes we switch over and we're like, gosh, I mean, I knew I wasn't feeling that great, but I didn't realize it was that excessive or that extreme.
Awesome. Veronica, let us know how that resonates with you. You can either type in the chat, or if anybody wants to give a reaction, I'd love to see those come through. So feel free. Franny would love a scan.
Okay, Franny, let's go for it. Six, and the area of your body most affected. I look like I'm frozen. Okay, came back. The area of your body most affected is in your heart center, a little bit on the right side. And that is specifically, I'm checking in to see which organ gland, which area. Cardiovascular. So this is not just the heart, but the cardiovascular region. Primarily more on the right versus the left side. So congestion challenges taking place in the cardiovascular center and arteries. Again, with that, package C is going to help you the most to eliminate that. In particular, if you know you are having challenges, it can come forward as clotting issues. It can come forward such as blood pressure challenges, arrhythmia, or any of those kinds of heart challenges, it can come and present itself. So if any of those are things you are experiencing, package C for sure. If you're like, you know, I didn't really notice I had that, then package B, and you will notice a change in your physical energy and mental energy as well. You'll notice a shift there.
Awesome. Very cool. And just so you guys know, like I said, the ClearSight MP3 bonus is available while the program enrollment is still open, which will close tomorrow, at the end of the day tomorrow. So you still have some time to jump in or upgrade if you're doing that. Yep.
For those that are on Blissup, I did get a question earlier this morning in my email about how can they access you know, the price reduction. They were looking for maybe a link or
The code should be posted.
They said they couldn't find it. So I was like, hey, I'll ask Gretchen today.
Maybe so email support. If you can't find the code in BlissUp, email Chris and she has that code so she can get it to you.
Perfect. Awesome.
All right. You can raise your hand if you want to talk, but there's still a bunch of write-ins. So Sarah would love a scan.
Okay, Sarah, let's go with this one. Sarah, I'm getting you at about a 4. So package A is generally going to be really good for you. The area of your body that is most affected, heart center, and this is more cardiovascular up into the throat, especially on the left side, thyroid area in here. So package B or even C, if you're going, wow, you know, I've had these challenges, I can't get rid of them, we can go after it, target, see what else is coming up at the same time on that live call. A lot of times we'll find all kinds of things that are tied in together. But if you're feeling overall pretty good, package A will work really well to help create the shift for you. But these are the areas that are running into some issues, some density there.
Awesome. Renee wrote in the Q&A, can I get a scan, please? Thanks for the feedback, Sarah.
Okay. Okay, Renee, 7 is a scan for you. This is a number that's coming back. An area that is experiencing most difficulty is down in your large intestine. So just below the stomach, the large intestine is showing a lot of inflammation. So it also gives off the sense of kind of a reaction or inflammatory response for when you're eating. Foods creating some irritability in there, some difficult time or not consistency with elimination as well. So definitely some things that's extending all the way across. So sometimes if you have feelings of some pain or discomfort that extends all the way across your abdomen, that's where that's coming from. So package B will definitely help because it's focused on that area. And if you're, again, wanting to really target it, say, I'm so done with this. I really want to get some change. Let's go in and look at it. We can clear that mold and fungus. And again, we can look at what else is happening because most of the time, other things are tied in with it as well. It's with mold and fungus and parasites, I'll probably say it over and over. They are so commonly tied together. And there's all kinds of different things with it. They'll harbor other viruses, other bacterias, even sometimes there's an emotional component that is tied in with that. So when we release that emotional component, that will also help to release a whole bunch of different things at the same time.
Wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Veronica wrote back in. She said, that so resonates. I've been going through a lot of family issues and heartache. Thank you. I'll upgrade to package C. Awesome, Veronica. Anxious to hear how that goes for you. Cindy wrote in, I would love a scan and any package recommendations.
Okay, let's go with this. 5, an area of your body that is most affected, Cindy. This time it's up in the upper part of your throat, lymph for sure. It's gonna be affecting even like the esophagus area. So a feeling of kind of a, almost like a slight sore throat, itchy throat, kind of a congestion feeling in there, kind of subtle. So I could understand if you're like, well, yeah, there's this kind of a funny feeling, but I can't exactly describe what it is. It's just a feeling that there's not as much openness as you'd like in there. Sometimes in this area, people will sometimes have some challenges with swallowing, or they'll be like, kind of feel like things get stuck in my throat. They don't quite go down quite as nicely as they should. But this is the area that's most affected. Package B, if you're mildly affected, I do, when I'm sensing into you, package C is the best fit for you. Likely there's some other sneaky things happening as well, which is why package C is really resonating as for you.
Awesome. Don wrote in, he said, I had package B for a few months. Please scan me to let me know how I'm doing.
Okay, so Don, I'm getting your read at a 4. And of course, I don't remember what the number was before. I don't remember everyone's reads and scans. If I've scanned you before, you'll know that. So as you notice, probably a little bit left here in the throat when I'm scanning where in your body it is most kind of concentrated. There's a very slight amount in the detox organ area. So a little bit in the liver, but it's not super strong. 4 is, you know, less than 50%. So it's not an overwhelming number on your body, but a little bit left in that throat area as well. So keep playing those MP3s that are focused more on the lymph, on blood, you know, those areas that will really help with that. So let us know, Don, if you remember what your scan was before, if you had one, or anything else that you'd like to share.
He said it was a 7 before.
Okay. All right. That's really great.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. All right. Never mind. Psych.
While you're looking at another one, for Dawn or for anyone else, like if you've had this package for a while and you were like, I feel like I've had some improvement, but I would like a little more, Dawn, you could definitely get a package C and we could do a one-on-one and dig a little bit further, clean up a little bit more. At this point in time, likely some additional things are coming to the surface where we could take care of those. So that's also an option. If you feel like it's helping, things are calming, but you'd like some kind of fast action, we can do that as well.
Let us know, Dawn. You can email support and let them know if you want to upgrade to package C because you already have B. Just in that email, let Chris know that I said it's okay. So she'll reach out to me then and ask for details. So, all right, LaDonna, can I have a scan in areas most affected?
Okay. Seven is how you, the level that you're at, and then the area most affected. This time coming in with multiple areas. This is definitely thyroid for sure. Surrounding areas as well, lymph going all the way down your esophagus and down into that solar plexus region. So definitely feeling liver kind of lit up there. Cough coming up, there's that tightness and contraction that goes all the way up. So esophagus is affected. With that, there's going to be some effect as well coming from your vagus nerves, because those kind of run down through as well. So it's a kind of combination. So nerve effect, lymph effect, and then those organs specifically, like the esophagus down into the liver, thyroid and lymph as well in there. With that, package C is going to be your best option. But again, if that's not something that will work for you to get, package C or package B is still going to benefit. So definitely go with that for sure, instead of doing nothing. And even in general, if package B, C is not an option for you, package A is still going to be a benefit. It generally is a little slower, a little bit longer, takes a little more patience. And of course, you're not getting those extra live calls, but it still is going to do something for you. I use these, I give them to my friends and family when they're running low and not feeling well. And in particular, with the mold and fungus, we touched on this yesterday. There is a component of mold and fungus with these recent virus, bugs, frequency, whatever terminology you like to use. So if you keep feeling like you're catching something over and over, another cough, another cold, another feeling tired and down and not quite, you're like, why do my immune system, why does it feel so low? What's going on here? The mold and fungus MP3s can be super beneficial. The nervous system one, I mean, you'll have to play to notice which one is the best fit for you. But I do have a lot of people who play these when they start feeling like they're catching something. And I don't think it's totally just an accident that right now, many people are finding that the MP3s are creating a shift for them. There is, like I said yesterday, there is a kind of a thought out there that there's some kind of sneaky fungal impact along with these bugs that we've been getting that get lodged, and they really, you know, they're insidious, they grow, they spread. So if nothing else, get package A, use it, feel into it, see how your body's responding, and keep coming back to it when you start, if you start feeling down again, if you're catching something again, say, okay, I'm going to revisit this. So a little bit of a, you know, kind of a different take on what we've been talking about, but I do want to reinforce, you still will have benefit, and it can benefit in so many interesting ways that we really wouldn't have thought about.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you for that. Cindy wrote in, she said, thank you, Carrie. This definitely resonates with my throat area. I've had this condition for many years now. I will look into the packages you recommended. Awesome, Cindy. Thank you. What else? Renee, you talked to, right? Renee, yes.
Yep.
There was another one here. Where'd it go? Oh, Eureta? No? Yeah. Why? What happened to my... Oh, guys, looking at the Q&A, not the chat. I'm like, I know I saw somebody. Evelyn.
Okay, Evelyn. Let's do a scan for you.
And it looks like she had remediation after a water leak. So is asking if it's cleared in her flat as well. I don't know if you can do that or not.
6, Evelyn, is the level that your body is affected. And that place or the area of your body, the organs, glands, wherever it wants to show up, that's coming in a little bit more left-sided. So affecting liver, adrenals as well over there. Kind of sensing in here. Vagus nerve. So it feels like it's running down a little bit the left side, a little more and down. Liver, adrenals down that way, and then even kind of curving around, so kind of covering those nerves going down even into the lower part of your back, kind of on the left side. So it's really affecting more nervous system, vagus nerve issues going through that area, but that's then contributing to also challenges in those organs and glands. So lung issue on the left side, down into a little bit left side in that liver, adrenal, and then moving over into the back. So those are a little trickier. I would definitely recommend package C with that because you've got quite a few different areas that are coming up all strong at the same time. It's not just, you know, one thing here. With that, we can look a little more into what's taking place in your flat. With just a quick kind of read into it, I'm still getting that there is leftover mold within the flat. That's just a quick overall look like, hey, is there anything in the flat? Yeah, there's still some mold and whatnot. And when you're at the set point, that's still resonating with it. That's going to be the biggest thing. And then once you have been affected by it, whenever you have those kind of mold spores or whatever in your body, you are gonna be super reactive to anything in your environment. You become super, super reactive. So definitely wanting to shift that set point away so you are not resonating that way any longer. Then doing a destructuring process to eliminate that at an energetic level. And then of course, making a decision, looking into what you can do on a physical level in your environment as well.
Awesome, thank you. Alora is looking for a scan. I hope I said your name correctly.
Okay. Four, and the area of your body most affected. Large intestine. So right at the base of your stomach, then going into the large intestine, there is a band going all the way across that is showing some issues. So it shows up as kind of like a prickling sensation, kind of a burning sensation. So sometimes you're like, oh goodness, I'm eating foods and I get such a burning in my stomach or a feeling of just things kind of prickly all over. Maybe you get really restless, maybe having a hard time sleeping at times. Yes, there's a food that's bothering you, but underneath it, there's a mold and fungus that's bothering you. That's what's taking place there. So I'd be happy to work with you in package C, one-on-one, to go after that and cover as much as possible what's happening in that area of your body, along with the mold and fungus. Let us know how that resonates with you.
Awesome. Thanks. If I didn't get to you, can you type in the chat? I see a couple more here, but I want to make sure I hit some of the ones from the beginning that I may have missed. Sylvia, may I have a scan for me and for my husband Antonio, please? Is it possible? How can we do two packages together, mold plus parasites? We both already finished the first week of mold. Great shifts. Thank you.
Okay, Sylvia. Nice to hear from you again. Let's go ahead. I'll do a scan for you and your husband. I did one a little while ago for you, but let's go ahead and do another one and see if there's any shift so far. So for yourself, 6. And for your husband, Antonio, 3. So that's really good. There's a shift in that area. And then it says, how can you do two packages together, mold and parasite? Listening to just one track from each and just following along. So starting with the energetic, then moving on to the digestive, then moving on to the detox organs. Just one at a time, going for a week at a time. That's the best way to approach it.
One from each package a day, or just one total?
They can listen to one from each package.
Okay.
Like if someone's scan was coming in at a level of 10, or the best way to know is, how do you feel? If you are really unwell, you have a lot of challenges, start a little, maybe just start with one then. You don't want to start too much, do too much at the time. But most people will do perfectly fine putting a couple programs here, just running one MP3. So just following that same order. They do have similar names, because I do put these packages together. They kind of follow this order, moving from the kind of bottoms up, starting with the energetic spaces. So they're laid out similarly, so they're pretty easy to follow along and track together. So yeah, that's the suggestion of that. You can definitely put those two together. If you're running into any challenges, just back off, slow down, and then just pay attention. What's happening inside? How are you feeling? And what does your environment look like?
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. Evelyn says that it resonated with her. Very many thanks. So helpful. Arita says, I have to admit that the yesterday's and today's calls were so interesting, informative, educational, and generous. So deeply grateful for you.
Thank you. Oh,
thanks. Franny says, Carrie, thank you for the scan. I have noticed some uncomfortableness on my right side at my heart and right breast.
Oh, good. Good that it's resonating.
Yeah. All right. Sylvia says, thank you. Valadonna says, throat and abdomen resonate with her. Living in New Orleans, she's not surprised with the level of 7. This is a lot of scans there, Valadonna. So I will ask Carrie if she can scan the place where you live quickly, just to see if that is an issue. And then all the other people, I think that's a lot to ask of Carrie right now. But can you do a quick scan on her living situation?
Sure. The living situation I don't get isn't overwhelming, or is overwhelming. There may be a little bit of mold and fungus, but not like this huge contributing factor at this point. And again, she said she lives in New Orleans, so there's going to be lots of opportunities wherever you may go to be exposed. But as far as your home, it doesn't seem like it's too bad off at all. Awesome. Doing pretty well.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, I think I hit everybody, guys. Just real quick, you can see the link for the Carrie special offer at the top of the screen. Orderjoy2020.com/quantum23. Again, the Clear Sight MP3 bonus is available. We've kept that open because of all the hiccups that we've had this week with technology. So that is open for anybody that buys package A, B, or C until enrollment closes, which is at the end of the day tomorrow. So you have through Friday to join or upgrade. If you want to upgrade, email support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and Chris can help you do that. That's all I have on my end. Carrie, is there anything else you want to add before we end today's call?
No, I think we did a really good job of covering it, and there was a lot of great comments and some good questions. So we had a great conversation about this. So I don't have anything left to add to it. I think we did a great job of covering it.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for being with us this whole week and for your patience and your feedback and all of that. You'll see us on Zoom going forward. So we're going to continue with the video, just using Zoom instead. So yeah, great having you here.